all like the ball of imoy or not. So Gemara says, "Ti boil man the yama shlucha shladim kamoisai, and to boil man the yama shlucha shladim ainu kamoisai." I could ask this question about an eved according to both man the yomim before. What does that mean? Ti boil man the yama shlucha shladim kamoisai. I'll tell you, honey, merely when do we say this as far as shlichus, that a shlich is called like the owner himself? I'll tell you, honey, mili shliach the bar mitzvah, only another Jew that has mechuyev in all the mitzvahs. Samelu is a parasha of shlichus. Avol eved, but an eved kanani, the lav bar mitzvahs. Now he's not mechuyev in all the mitzvahs. He's only like an isha. Like Rashi says here, the parasha of shoyel doesn't apply to an eved because he doesn't have any nechosim by himself. So therefore, maybe loy, maybe an eved is not called like a shliach. The eved is not called like the bar of zimoy. By Duma, maybe no. Again, if the master tells his Eved to go with the Pura, to be sure with the Pura, maybe the Eved is considered like the owner is sure with the Pura. Why? And I feel the man the Yom Ein Shluch HaShalom Kamois, even though regular Shlichas does not help. I tell you, honey, merely when do we say it does not help? That's only a Shliach. Avol Eved. Your own Eved? Yad Eved ki Yad Rabbi Domit. There's a new Svara, the hand of your Eved is mamish like the master. And normally he said back to him, Mistavro, that's the Svara, that Yad Eved ki Yad Rabbi Damya, yes, that if the owner sends along his Eved, that's considered like the master himself, and there will be the Ptur of both of Imoy. Naboi Rami Bachoma, Baal Benichse Yishtoi, that the husband, when he uses his wife's property, or his wife's, let's say, Nechosim, that a Baal has the right to use the Nechse Milug, so Shalor is Shoyel Heavy, is the husband considered like a Shoyel that will be Chayiv Anointin, or is Soicher Heavy, and maybe no, it's only like a Shema Sachar, he'll be Potter Anointin. That was a Shalor. Omar Ravus, Rav said back, the form Churfe Shabeshta, because of your Churfe, because of your like chokhma, your churf, like your strength, your sharpness, shabesht, you made a mistake. Because the monoshach, whatever the husband is, still is potter. Yishel have if the husband is considered like a shoyel, like he's borrowing it from his wife, he should know shayla babaylami. He'll be potter on einsin, because his wife is working for him, so he'll be pter of shol babaylam, he'll be potter. If her husband is considered like a shema sachar, also he'll be potter. Cause chiris bebailami is considered like also you're renting it, you're getting paid your shema sachar, but she, the owner, is working for you. So what's a nafkamina? What the husband is benichse ishta, whether he's a shela or a shema sachar, he's potter in both cases. Ella the shela would be like this. Ella kikami boyelei l'rami barchoma. According to Rami barchoma, that holds that the main ptur of bol of imoy is only if the bailem is there b'shas shela. So the shela would be like this: the ogamine poru. Let's say first you borrowed a cow from this lady for hoda nosfa, and then you married her. So that's the shela. Shela have a do we consider the husband now? He's a shela on the nichse ishtai. Or you say her have a, or else no, he's only a shema sachar. So now many will be like this. Shail have a, do we say when the husband takes over, he's considered like a shail? So if so, here the pshat was before she only rented it. So she's like a shema sachar. Now the husband takes over, the asi is shayla. Now that the husband comes like a shayol, babaylim, mafkos chiris shleva babaylim. That is, now that the husband is a husband, so now he becomes a shayol. And this din shayla is like the babaylim, like his wife is working for him. So that's mafki, the din before that he has the regular shema sacha. Oy duma, the other side is maybe no seicher heavy. Maybe the husband is also like a seicher or shema sachar on his wife's property. Therefore, schirus k'dekayma kaima, since the husband already rented it, borrowed it from, rented it from his wife before they were married, from the lady before he was married to her, so he's a shema sachar. And at that time, there's no ptur b'bailim because she wasn't working for him. And now, when he marries her, if the din is the only remains a shema sachar, so it's not a new din shmira, it's the old din shmira. So therefore, it's not called b'bailim, he'll be chayif. So Mora says, no. Oh, Maishna, why is it so different? Why is it so posh to you? Di shoyel heavy. that if the husband is considered like a shayel now, the yossi shayla babaylim, maf kos chirish le babaylim, now when he got married, since his wife is considered like working for him, it's called the shayla babaylim, and therefore will be potter, even though he had a schiris from before. Now, e seicher, even if you want to say the husband is only considered like a seicher, nami, I should also say the same svara. Nami, have a teisei schiris babaylim, teipek schiris le babaylim. That the schiris that he's doing now, since now he's married to her, so now she's working for him, a wife works for the husband, she has to take care of him. So since it's a new type of aloha now, there should also be a ptur. So this can't be an afkamin. In both cases is considered like she's working for him, so the owner, she, is working for the husband, therefore there'll be a ptur of schiris babaylim or shayla babaylim. Ela, rather, the Gemara says, Kikomi boyi, where is the Shaila? I'll tell you, the Romi bar Choma, according to Romi bar Choma. Kigoin, the Ogar ihi porami alma, that she first rented a cow from somebody else. This lady, before she was married, she rented a cow, she's a Shema Sakhar on it now. For Hoda Nosfa, and now she got married. The Aliba the Rabban and the Yamri. Now Shoyel Mishalom Lesecher Loti Burlacho Devade Shilu Babaylami. This really we had a machlekes before. In other words, what's going on here now is that she first rented it from somebody else. So she's a Shoyel Mishalom. And now when she got married, if the husband is considered like a Shoyel, so now this Secher she is giving it over to her husband that becomes a Shoyel. So we had a machlokes before, the Shoyel Mishalom gives it over to a Shoyel. And now when oinus happens, so the Shoyel Mishalom is potter. The Shoyel is chayif. So the Rabbanan said the Shoyel has to pay to their first Shoyel. So over here, if the husband would have to pay to his wife, Nogeya to his wife is called the Shaila Babaylim. So that he'd be potter. So then, therefore there's no Shaila. Kiti Burlachor, when do I have the Shaila though? Ali Buddha Rabbi Yossi, according to Rabbi Yossi Shita. The Yoma that he said, Tach the Porul Abaylim Horishainim, that even though the Shem Masacha gives it over to a Shail, even though the Shem Masacha is potter, but the Shail has to pay back to the original owner. So that's the Shaila over Yamai. Shoyel Heve, is the husband considered like a Shoyel, or is he like a Secher? Here it's Nafkamin, if he's a Shoyel, he'll have to pay for the animal back to the original owner. But if he's only like a Secher, he'd be Potter. Here it's Nafkamina. Here there's no Din Shaila Babaylim, because the wife, her husband, his wife, is not the owner of the cow. She rented it from somebody else, so the Babaylim is that owner. So therefore, it's nafkamina here, if the husband's a shoyel, he'll be chayiv on the yointzen. If he's only a seich, he'd be potter. Said here, it's nafkamina. Now, what's the halacha? Omar Rav said, Baal lo shoyel heve, but lo seich heve. He's neither. He's not a seicher, he's not a shoyel. Elo rather lekech heve. He's considered like he bought it off his wife, like he owns it, and therefore Rashi says, U potter, he'll be potter. He's not chayiv on yointzen, he'll be potter. And Toysa says, as a lekech, he'll only be a din like a shemichinim. Senechna miyam pshia, he'll be chayiv. But not for pshia, he'll be potter. That's the teretz, that a husband is like a lekech heve. And why the Gemara says, midi Reb Yossi Reb Chanina. The Yom Reb Yossi Reb Chanina, the Yushe has kinu, and Yushe le made a new takono, that he, shashem mochra benichse milug, bechayi bailo, if a wife sells from her property that she owns, nichse milug, when the husband's still alive, and now when the husband's alive, the peiros belongs to the husband, but the guf belongs to the wife. So let's say the wife sells it now, umesa, and then the wife dies. So really what should be is the person that bought it off the wife, he should get it. Still, it was brought down on Usha, the Metakono, that Habal Moitzim Yad HaLakuchas. No, the husband has the right to take it away from this person that bought it off his wife. Why? Because the Rabbonim made the husband as if he's Lakech Rishon, as if he owns it, the Chayisha. Therefore, the wife has no right to sell to somebody else. So as Talocha was saying, now a husband is not a Shoyel, he's not a Shoy Mesocha, but rather he's like a Lakech. The other Gemara says, Boi Romi Bachoma. Val benichse ishtoi mi moal, who's over the yisamila? Shrashi explains in a case, let's say, his wife's father, the shver, had money that belonged to Hegdish, and the shver, the father-in-law, died. So now the law is that, let's say he only had his wife, he only had one daughter, so therefore she yashins her father. And now at the Konas Usha, the husband like owns the Nichse Milug. So it's like the husband now is owning this Hegdish, is like Hoytsor Mirishus Lishus. So the Havamina is, there's an Issamila right now. So who's over the Issamila? So my Rav says, let's see, Man Limel, who should be over the Issamila? Limel, Baal is the Risfor that the husband should be over the Issamila, because really because of the Tkon of the Rabbanan. So the husband now is ending up with this Nichse, with the Hegdish. Smora says no. Let's say a svara that the hetera nichala deliknei, isurula nichala deliknei. The husband does not want to be koina this issa the hegdish. So therefore, he should not be over the issa mila. He only wants to be koina hetera, not issa. If so, the Gemara says timol ihi. Maybe she, the wife, she should be over the issa mila because this hegdish is coming from a father's property to her. So Smora says the same thing. The hetera nami la nichala deliknei. So it's a shal exactly in the girsa here. Plakoparim, she also doesn't want to be kind of something that's also to her. So as far as she should not be over the Yisimil either. So Mara says, if so, maybe Nimul Bezdin. Maybe Bezdin should be over the Yisimil. Harashi explains, because the Bezdin of Shabbai Sador, because they make these takonas that the Hegdish should go from one Rishus to another Rishus. So the Gemara says also, Kiyov the Rabbanan Takanto, the Omru Baal Lakechev, Vilehetera. When did the Rabbanah make such a takona? That the husband's like a lakeach benichsa ishtayim. That's only yon hetera, something that's muta. But li yisuru lo yov the Rabbanah takanta. Something that's also to hear like hegdish, the Rabbanah never made a takona. So the Gemara says, Ela rather on my rova, Baal mo'al enechanami, the husband will be over the yisamila, likesha yaitzi, when he takes the money and uses it. Not right now, Vishasi, like Yashin's it, he like has a kinyan in it because of his wife, because now he doesn't really want it. Because later on, when he uses it, takes it out to use it, then it'll be over the Yisamila. But the Gemara says, like every case of Mila, that somebody takes out the money of Hegdish and uses it for Chulin, he's over the Yisamila, but not before. Now the Gemara says, you have a question like this. Again, you borrowed a cow and you used it, you plowed with it, and it became weak because of the malacha. So the question is, can you return it now, or do you have to pay the fact that it became weak? So one of the rabbonim said back, for Rav Chilkiya Breid Rav Aviyah Shmei, that was his name, Mechlal from here, it's a proof that you hold that the chimesa machmes malacha mechayiv. That if the animal would die completely while it is doing its work, during its work, you would be chayiv. Therefore, you have a shala. What's going to be if it did not die? It just became weak. Zumora says, Lav liyukma b'chilta shilta. Like what kind of name? Let the shemis say back to the owner, Lav liyukma b'chilta shilta. I didn't take it to leave it in the showcase. I borrowed it to use it. So that's the sfarot that said that if it dies, mesa, machas malachon, you should be potter. And that's the way the Gemara comes out. Elo amarovo, loy mi boy kichesh boso machmas mlocha de potter. Not only if the animal just became weak by doing the work, that the shayel is potter. Elo afilu meisa machmas mlocha. Even if the animal mamish dies, machmas mlocha is also nami potter. The yomle, because the shemer has a right to say, the shayel has a right to say to the owner, yishno lav liyukma bechilta shilta. I did not borrow it just to keep it in the showcase. I borrowed it to use it. That's the svara that Mesa Machmas Malacha, if it dies during the normal work, that the shayel is potter. So what then, if you borrow somebody's car, and when you're driving it normally, something happens, it dies on you, so Lamaisa, you'd be potter? That's called Mesa Machmas Malacha. Alright, a turnover. Nothing more says, Havu Gabra, there was a man, Tishoyel Nargo Michavri. He borrowed an axe from his friend Itbar, and it broke by him. So, Osa Lekaimi the Rova, came in front of Rova. Omule, so he said to him, Zilaisi Sade Delav Shonis Bey, the Ister, go bring a proof that you were not Mishani, you did not do anything different. In other words, bring a proof that it was Mace, it broke. Machlas Moloch, and then you'd be Potter.
So the Mori asks, Vileka Sadi Mai, if he doesn't have Eidim, so it's a Sofik. He, the Shemis, says it was Mesa Machmas Velocha. And the owner says, no, prove it to me. I think maybe you were Peshaya or else something else happened to it. So what's the Locha? Tarshma, come in here. The who got where there was a man, the Shoyo Nargami Chavrei, he borrowed an axe from his friend, the Yitzba, and it broke. And Osla came the Rav, came in front of Rav, Omalei Zil Shlim Le Nagam Yalye. He said, back to Mishnah, you have to pay him back a full, a full, a full.